Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sisters United. It's 2 more minutes before the show, but tonight we're going to be talking about self-care and how important it is to take care of you. If you don't take care of you, how can you take care of other people? Now, I raise my hand and say, pick me, because I need a healthy self-care routine. So when we come back, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about some ways to include self-care into your routine every day and how important it is. Okay. And what exactly is self-care? All right. So make sure you keep it locked right here on Sisters United. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Holding on, Jack. You better believe I'm holding on. Holding on, you better believe I'm holding on. Holding on, you better believe I'm holding on. Holding on, you better believe I'm.
Welcome back. Welcome back. How is everybody doing? Want to send a shout out to Tiff. Tiff is on again tonight. I am excited about tonight's show because I'm going to be talking about something that I need for myself. Oh my God. Self-care. Self-care. One of the things that a lot of us as women, we skip over because we're so, so busy and we got to take care of everybody else. But I'm here to tell you today, and y'all watch out for my eyelash. It makes me look sleepy. Anyway, with self, it's very important that you take care of you. If you don't take care of you, how can you take care of somebody else? Come on. Come on. Just raise your hand and silently in the back and let us know. Boom. I am guilty. I'm not talking about spending time with loved ones and all that kind of stuff. I'm talking about me time. Heather Hadley say, I need some me time. Not some you and me, not some me and you, and not some we time. I need some me time. And it's very important that you get me time. Come on. Listen, a lot of men want to know why their wife's sick of them, because she's not really sick of you. She just needs some me time. She needs some time where she is, you know, doing things that she loves to do, things that make her smile, give her joy, all that good stuff. So it's important. I was watching a show one time and, no, matter of fact, it was a Price is Right. And old school Price is Right, not Drew Carey Price is Right, old school with Bob Bork on it. Not to mention the fact that he was very, very sexist on the show, but I'm gonna move on. Not sexy, sexist on the show. And I was like, but anyway, one of the ladies, before she spun the wheel, she said, he asked her, what was she doing there? She said she was on vacation. She always take a vacation, she take a vacation once a year by herself. Her husband, you know, lets her take a vacation every year once by herself. And Bob Barker was like, what? But I thought about that and I was and I looked at how happy she was. And you have to think about it, you know, You have to have some me time. This ain't a topic for just targeted at married people. This is single people too. Sometimes we be so busy trying to conquer and reach our goals and stuff till we forget, hey, slow down, take care of you. Make sure that you are dealing, and we're about to get into what self-care is, okay? Oh, my God. What is self-care? Self-care is a conscious decision that you take in order to promote your own physical, mental, and emotional health. Physical, mental, and emotional health. Three of the main things that we actually need to be healthy with our children, with our friends, at work, to be able to relax, relate, release. Y'all remember we used to watch A Different World and they saw that relax, relate, release. But we actually have to relax. I'll stop right there. We got to learn how to relax. A lot of us are dealing with anxieties because we have not detoxed ourselves from the world and allowed ourselves to nurture us, allowed ourselves to really just be there for ourselves, you know? And that's how we also end up in situations where we are making other people accountable for our happiness or feeling complete. We're making other people accountable for things that we are supposed to be doing for ourselves. Come on now. Come on now. We make other people responsible. I'm moving my phone over a little bit so I can make sure I don't pop off before my show ends. Y'all give me a minute. Let me put the charger in here. All right, there we go. I'm going to be a little crooked, but I promise I'm going to do the show anyway. Oh. Anyway, okay. Oh, here we go. Yeah, anyway, so you want to make sure that you are, like I say, that you are doing the things that you need to do to make sure that you are happy. You know, a lot of times we make sure everybody else is happy, everybody else is all right, you know, and then we're sitting there looking crazy in a road lizard because we didn't take the time to make sure that we were okay. And then we had warning signs and all kinds of stuff. We had things that came up in our lives that told us, girl, if you don't take a break, you're going to have a breakdown, you know, girl, if you don't. You know, it was just different things that came up to let us know that we need to take care of ourselves. You know, I get so mad sometimes with myself because I get so emotional with my husband because I'm like, oh, this, that, and the other. And God has to tell me that's your responsibility. Take care of you. Do what you need to do for you. You know, you cannot get that from someone else. You have to, it's a self-awareness that you have to have about yourself. Okay, let's look at some ways that we can, you know, show self-care, I mean, or take the time out or develop a routine of self-care. Okay, physically, I'm going to name just a couple of things that we need to deal with when it comes to self-care. It's eight things, but I'm going to read a couple of them. Physical, our bodies, working out. One of the things I say you can do to deal with self-care physically is take a walk around the block, you know, short walk once a day, you know. Or if you can't do it once a day, once a week, just get you in just a little walk. Get your little, like my granny say, get them little earbobs. God rest her soul. Get them little earbobs. Get your phone and go on out there and take you a walk by yourself. Because y'all know how we are. We be thinking we need a whole lot of folk with us. Hey, Rita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Talking about self-care tonight. We're talking about different ways. Well, we're talking about physical right now. Different ways that we can, show self-care and deal with our physical. So I was saying that if you are not one of those people that's in the gym, you know, you guys got to go get your gym. You can take a walk. You can go to, let me say this too. If you are not used to if you're not used to self-care, you're going to have to develop a routine for it. You're going to have to, your household, your family, everybody's going to have to adjust to your schedule. And you have to make them adjust to your schedule. Hey, at this time, I'm praying, or at this time, I'm walking, or at this time, you know what I'm saying? Every Thursday is my day, or every Friday, or whatever it is, you have to, self-care is something that you have to let everybody know to respect it, you know, as well as yourself, because you'll say, I'm going to do something, next thing you know, you ain't doing it no more. You done put it on Facebook, all that kind of stuff. Everybody is rooting for you, you know. But self-care, it really is something that you yourself, you yourself has to say, I'm doing this for me. This is something I want to do for me. Okay? So we're talking about physical. So what you think, Rita? Because I got a couple. So physically, what are some things you think a person could do to for self-care physically?
I agree as far as like making specific time for you. Whether, like you said, whether it's a walk or a day, I have to get back to it. Actually, I used to actually do a day every week. I'm like, this is my time alone. Nobody can come. I go do me. Yeah. I go where I want and do what I do. So, or like you said, take a walk, take a pro, whatever it is to, you know, for you to regroup. Because if not, I know for me personally, when I don't get that time alone that I need, I'm grouchy. I'm out of character because I'm just like, I need to regroup, especially by me being an introvert. I have to have that time alone to be able to mentally because when you're a leader, or when you constantly pouring out, or you have a title, or whether you're a wife, a mother, you know, whatever it is that your life consists of, and you constantly pouring out, and it's constantly tearing on you. And so, yeah. So you take that time to regroup and to build yourself back up. Listen, like I have to, sometimes I drive, listen to worship music, recoup myself, have my moments. And, you know, so I think that it is very important, because we can't fully pour out to others if we not, you know, fully together. You know, you can't give somebody what you don't have. You're running on fumes. So you have to take that time to go alone, talk to God, have your moment, just you and God, or whatever. Go take yourself out to eat, or, you know, by yourself. You know, some people I know don't like being alone, but you have to take that time to be alone.
I didn't think I was an introvert, but I am. And introverted self is, I love being at home, but then I'm mad because I didn't go, you know, it's like crazy. It's like I'm okay with being at home, but it's not always okay for me to be at home. It's weird, but it really is. I wanted to talk about self-care today because of that very thing. we make ourselves so available for other people. But you have to understand, you will run out. You will run out if you do not put something back in. You will run out and you will get crazy. Listen, when Rita said that, she was like, I get irritated, baby, let me tell you. And at first, Rita, I didn't know that's what was bothering me because I didn't have anything left. I didn't have nothing. I was running on fumes, you know. And I said, man, I said, I have to get out of here and I have to do something for myself. Just random stuff, right? I go to the park, and this is how crazy it is. Just a walk through the store. I'm not buying nothing. You know, I'm just going to walk through the store. I'm going to walk through, not the grocery store. I can't stand the grocery store. Jesus help me. But it's still it's a form of self-care because my mind is free. I make sure I don't have no type of obligations. You know, I want that time to don't call me. People tell you, she don't answer the phone because I have a... It's a part of me that has to not answer the phone sometimes. I cannot. Right before church, no, I'm not answering the phone, you know.
Yeah, because it become a distraction.
Yes, it does.
Especially if you're going to minister or whatever, you try to keep your mind in the right, you want to keep your spirit in the right place, and you know, the enemy and use the folk around you, calling you, you be like, hold up, wait, I can't answer. I need to be in my zone. So you know you can hear from God. And actually, that's funny because on the way here, I was thinking about distractions. I say distractions is nothing but the enemy. I say, because you cannot hear from God if you distracted because you're frustrated, you irritated, you're not sober minded, and it's like you can't. It's like your ears are cluttered, your spirit is cluttered, and because got all of this stuff.
And if you're not careful, it'll happen just like that. Like, you'll be calm. And if you don't protect your thoughts and the conversation that people are having, before you know it, because I remember I was getting ready to preach one time and I had so many rambling thoughts till it was crazy. I was like, why am I thinking about all this random stuff? But all it was people who had said something to me, or, you know, or they would do it. And I said, after that, I can't, I'm not answering phones. I don't care what the, look, you got, because it's very important. That distraction thing is a cold-blooded situation. I want to talk about this comment right here. Okay, and I have found myself having crying episodes because I feel that I take care of everyone. I'm gonna raise my hand and say I've been there. My kids think I done lost my mind. I have been at the place where I'm crying, I'm going off, I'm sad. I don't know why I feel such sadness. You know, yesterday I was good, you know. Then the next day it's like a overwhelming heaviness or grief. And I had to learn how to praise my way through that. But it didn't stop with just praising my way through it. It was a warning for me that I was not, like we're talking about tonight, I was not taking care of me. I was not taking care of me. And a lot of times we think that that's what makes us good, to take care of everybody else. You know, but what makes us good is making sure that we're good so that we can take care of whatever it is we need to take care of. But if you look, I was so frustrated. I was depressed. I was low in my spirit. But that's when God started telling me, you right here, you slacked off in prayer. Right here, you slacked off in taking care of you. Remember, you used to do this? Remember, you used to turn worship music on at this time? Because I had a certain time that I would do it. And I remember you used to, back to distraction again. You could have a routine already. And Rita probably know what I know about this. You could have a routine already. Then all of a sudden, stuff pick up in your schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Pick up in your schedule. And all of a sudden, you putting off some things that you actually need. You saying, okay, look, that's why we're talking about making self-care a priority today. Today, tonight is the night that you say, I'm going to make me a priority. Because how can you help folk if you ain't here? How right. can you help folk if you ain't in your right mind? How can you be what, because we love to be what everybody else needs, but what if, but you can't be that if you're not what you need. How about that? Okay. The next one is emotional. Like we just talked about. We just talked about what Miss Tiffany just talked about, her crying, emotions. It's important. Now, I wrote that one down is because our emotions are something else, y'all. Our emotions, the way we process things, the way we are feeling, right? Our feelings, sometimes they manifest themselves. And what we're saying is really a cover up for what's really happening on the inside of us. Let me say that. You know, that's why I think that our emotions through our self-care physically, spiritually, praying, making sure that we got homegirls, because we're going to talk about socially. I'm an introvert, y'all. But socially, you know, we've gone to a time where nobody really uses the phone anymore. We're on Facebook. We're on Facebook right now. You know, so a lot of the socializing and hanging out, a lot of that stuff is almost extinct, right? So how do we get the time to socialize? We need to find creative ways since we, you know, the social media thing is what it is. Rita, do you have any like ideas or creative ideas of how we can nurture that social part of our lives?
I just think you have to make time for it. Because like you say, everybody's so used to, oh, I see them on Facebook or whatever, that they don't never really go check on people in person. So I think you have to do that girls' day. Just go hang out with your girls, no family, just, you know, even that's part of self-care. You go just hang out and do something that you want to do, hang out with your girls, find you a babysitter, or do what you got to do to be able to make sure everything's in good standing, but go make time to hang out with people. Do game nights if you want to do it as a family. You know, do a game night, have everybody come over and, you know, or somebody, whoever going to host game night. You know, that way you can do a family, the children be there, something like that. You get that socialization going on in person. Or if you just want to do something, I say just on an individual basis, I would say do a girls' night, a guys' day, or whatever the case may be. Just so that you can get that socialization, catch up on life. Because I know I have friends that I don't talk to like in person or see them in person, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, 4 weeks at a time, you know. But you have to make the time because everybody got busy lives, busy schedules, find a way to be able to, hey, you want to go to lunch, you want to go to dinner, what you want to do. So I believe, you know, the people that we believe is important in our life, we make the time for them. That's you know, true. Not that we have the time, but you make the time.
Yeah, and just we got to make that important again. You know, I was just telling right. One of my new friends. I told her, I said nobody knows anyone's address anymore. You know, they have known each other for years, don't know where you live. You know what I'm saying? If something happened to me and I can't tell you where I am, but I need to, you don't know where I'm at, you know?
Right.
We have to look. If you don't want to get the cute little old school address book, fine, but you still need people's address. And I'm not saying their email address. You need to know where people are, you know?
Well, a lot of people nowadays live private lives and don't want you to know where they stay. They don't want you popping up at their house. And I'm one to believe that don't pop up at nobody's house, you know. I'm just one of those people that I don't like to pop up at people. I haven't called you, talked to, and we in made contact. I'm not just gonna show up because it's not like it used to be back in the day, you know. You pop up, no problem. We hang out, you know. But nowadays, you pop up at somebody's house, you ain't gonna get no answer. They gonna leave you on the doorstep.
Somebody going off.
Like, girl, you didn't call me. I didn't know you was coming.
Look, they answering it. Look, my hub like, I'm answering though. My underwear, you show up in my. I said, you better not. You better not. But yeah, you're right though. You're right. But like I say, you know, we have to. It's important to know where people are. It is important to know. And I'm sorry to those that don't pop up it. Don't just be showing up. No, we want to make plans. Y'all listen to what Rita said. Make plans, okay? Make plans. But because I'm trying to tell you, if you fall out in the flow from a stroke or something like that, I can't meet you at the place that we had lunch at. I need to know where you are so I can help you, okay? Or just go ahead and get a life alert. That's all right. Get a life alert.
Especially nowadays, though, stuff's so dangerous. I mean, you know, you have to let somebody know where you are. You know, you have to be in contact with somebody, you know, because this is so much going on to be by yourself these days. You know, it's just too much going on in the world to not, you know, just live private life. I mean, like you said, who know where you stay? Like, who can check up on you if there's do a wellness check if somebody hadn't heard from you? You know, it's just.
But you know that also goes back to real friendships, though. You know, the quality of friendships back in the day, friendship, you know, was way different than friendship today. You know,
right.
Oh, she my friend on Facebook. No, back in the day. Back in the day, you couldn't even claim somebody as a friend if you didn't know where they live. You don't know nothing about them. You know, you couldn't even say, you know, hey, what's up? You had to really, really be in a relationship with a person. You know, their mama got to know you, all kinds of stuff. But a sad note about not socializing in a healthy way was when one of my daughters found out that one of a person that she really loved had passed away, you know, and she found out on Facebook. And I was like, oh my God, you know, and she was toe up about it. And he had passed away like almost 6 months before she found out about it. And I was telling her, I said, people may not know it, but it's very important, or may not think it's important, but it is very important for us to communicate more than just a text message, more than just a DM me, instant message me, you know, FaceTime me, all this kind of stuff. I want to see, even if you don't want me to come in your house, okay, come out in the driveway. Let's put a little tent in the driveway, put a little music outside, and let's find a way to socialize. Socializing is important. Whether we believe it or not, it's important.
I mean, and that's where how you build relationships, actually, with the quality time. If you don't spend quality time, you can't build that bond, or you can't build that relationship. And like you said, friendships are not what they used to be, because nobody really, like we were saying before, go to each other's house. Nobody really socialize in real life. Everything is on social media, and But I think that's also a form of self-care.
Yeah.
Also, being able to spend time with your friend, family, being able to spend time with your friends. Like you said, make time, go to their house. You have to go in the drive, the like you said, the driveway. See each other, spend time with each other. And I'm big on quality time. Like, I don't have to, I don't even, we don't have to have, we don't even have to go nowhere. We can be at home, play a game, put on a movie, watch some, eat some popcorn. It don't have to be nothing major, what people think, oh, I gotta spend money. No, not necessarily.
No, you don't. Come
The
on.
time is what you, is the gift, the quality time, not how much money you spend on me. You spend $5 and we cool. It's me, the time. That's more valuable than anything. So,
I like that. I like that, Rita, because that laughing with somebody. I know we laugh at the comedians on TikTok and on Instagram, and but it ain't nothing like sitting there laughing with or crying at a look, crying on an intense moment in a movie. Girl, that was good. That kind of stuff. You it can't be replaced with social media. It can't be replaced, So we gotta that's a part of self-care. That's a part of self-care. Let's look at ooh, pop back up to physical. Physical had cooking and nutrition. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. Cooking and nutrition. Ooh, okay. So self-care takes some discipline. Okay. Self-care takes some discipline, y'all. Because, like I said, you'll start off and be like, oh, I got this. Oh, yeah, I like this. That next week, that's why I say you got to make it mandatory. And people that's in your life, you got to let them know you serious about what you do. Because you know how it go. Your family be like, oh, what you doing now? How long is this gonna last? You said you gonna lose weight last week. Let me tell y'all a secret. Let me tell y'all something. Fine, what? This is what messes you up. Let me just tell you. This is what messes you up. Messes you up. You need to make promises to yourself, and you need to do that. Look, make sure you do it for a good month before you put a Facebook post, okay? Before you call your mama. Make sure it's something you want to do and not something you saw somebody else doing and decided to do because it ain't gonna last. Okay? Make sure that when you start doing something, first of all, be a promise keeper to yourself. Oh, that was good. Somebody for you in the back. Be a promise keeper for yourself. All of these things, I think all of us can write down a laundry list of stuff that we said we was gonna do. For example, at the beginning of the year, every year we say we ain't talking to certain people no more. We block and delete and unfriend 100 people, and now we have 200 plus back, including the folk we deleted. Okay. I'm just saying, can we keep some promises to ourselves? Okay. So when you decide to say you get your notepad, okay, get you a pretty book, get you a pretty little rose flowered whatever book, right? And with a calendar in it, with goals and stuff, and take yourself serious, okay? I'm just saying, take yourself serious, okay? Tell yourself when you get up in the mirror, self, we're gonna do this. This is about us. Rita, what you tell us? I am enough. I am enough. Get them. Look, my daughter tells me, she says, affirmations work. I say, amen. She has started her affirmation every morning before she leaves the house. Okay. She is walking. We have been discussing meal prep. Brings us back to cooking. Okay. We have been talking about meal prep. We have been talking about how easy it is to transition from cooking gravy to baking chicken. Okay. So it's so much that you can do and have fun doing, but just keep the promise to yourself. Keep it to yourself. I don't mean keep it to yourself like it's a secret. Well, I do at first. But I mean, keep your covenants to yourself. Say, if you promise yourself that you're going to treat yourself better, keep that promise. Okay? Right. If you promise yourself that you're going to eat better, you know your cholesterol is out of control, your blood pressure is out of control, you know all of these things. Taking care and eating right is a part of self-care. Mm-hmm. It really is. I was one of them people that didn't eat till 12 or 1 o'clock and maybe to dinner time because I'm so busy. I had to stop doing it when I started working this job. Body couldn't do that no more. Oh, you gonna eat breakfast. Oh, you gonna eat lunch. Oh, you gonna eat dinner. So you have to make promises to yourself and you have to keep those promises. Okay, Reed, what you wanna say about it?
Yeah, I think it's just important for us to be consistent. I know, because it's easy to start it, and I'm guilty of that. Be transparent about it. It's easy to start it. And you be in your mode for about a good month or two or three, and then something come along, throw you off track, and then getting back started, you be back at square one. So I think the important thing is working on consistency, because I started meal prepping and walking and doing all this stuff, and then something came in, threw me off track, and then getting back on track is the issue. But you just being able to make up in your mind, like you say, you have to take, before anybody else can take you serious, you have to first take yourself serious. Yeah. And make sure you ain't not gonna let nothing in. I mean, you have to be determined in your own self to reach the goal, that you're not gonna let nothing stop you. Okay, if you have to have a setback, make sure, okay, Monday I'm back out there, or you know, I'm back meal prepping. It's just like, it was just a lot to try to meal prep for a whole week. And then it was just like, unless you have somebody doing it, it's one thing if you're paying somebody to do, but you doing it yourself is a whole other story. But but I think it's important, like you said, we have to learn how, because I'm so used to putting everybody else first, that you put yourself on the back burner, and then you being all the wear and tear become is on you, that you forget to, okay, I need to take care of myself. I can't take care of you unless I take care of me. Okay, because if you don't sit yourself down, you know, your body will sit you down. It's like
either sit you down or lay you down.
One of the two. So you have to take that time to say, okay, I need to eat right. I need to have nutrition. I need to exercise. I need to do all these things. Because like you said, that is self-care. You have to love yourself. So before you can even love anybody else, in more ways than one, actually. But, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to put you first. And you know, another thing I want to say, it's okay to say no. I have to learn. I have to learn that. And sometimes I still have to learn that it's okay to say no, you know, because the more you allow people to put on you, and more things you take on yourself, and you really don't want to do it, or you tired, you stressed, or you got work to do, or you got, and you just like, oh, I don't want to say no, I don't want to hurt nobody, I don't want nobody to feel bad, they need me, blah, 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 blah. But at the end of the day, guess who worn out and tore down to the ground? You are.
Come on.
And it's like, and they, okay, look, no,
and
I
they,
can do
and they
it.
Full of energy. They full of energy.
Right. And it's like, no, I can do it. I mean, sometimes you have to tell whether you can't. You still trying to do what you got to do and still trying to help somebody. And then you trying to juggle all of this stuff that you put on yourself. And so sometimes we have to just say, no, I can't go. I can't do it. No hard feelings or anything. You know, I just have a lot on my plate already. And sometimes that can be even just taking the time to say, look, I just need to be by myself. I'm going to take the evening by myself out, or even resting, sleep. You know, you may not have nowhere to go, but you need to rest. You need to sleep. Your body don't get rest. I know when my body don't feel rested, I'm just a mess. I'm grouchy. I'm just like, I'm irritated. And I'm like, okay, I didn't get enough sleep. I'm tired. And then it's like people, no matter how much you can tell people you're tired, they're going to be like, oh, still, I need you to do this. I need you to do that. And I'm like, did you not just hear that I said I'm tired? I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed. Like,
Rita sounded like me a few minutes ago. Look, my husband was like, what's wrong with you? I was like, I'm tired. I just got home from work. I'm tired. You know, then he's like, baby, come in here. I say, listen, I'm tired. Didn't you hear what I said? Didn't you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? I said, I'm tired. I just need you to walk over. You can't just go over there. I say, listen, the amount of energy that it takes me to get up and go over there and do what you want me to do, it's going to wear. I'm going to just lay on the floor. You want me to just lay on the floor? Is that what you're tired. I'm tired. Right. You know. But it's true, Rita. I just wanted to talk about that no. That no is so important for your life. You know,
right.
It was a person that was this person was intimidating. But I was young and I just did not know how to tell this person no, right? So baby, I just turned the volume down on the phone and said, no, I will not be able to do that. So when they got to talking, their words wasn't that in my ear. No, I won't be able to do that. No, I'm tired. No, look, I was just saying no. My sister called me. Can you keep the kid? No, no, she didn't say, can you keep the kids? I'm bringing the kids by. No. Well, my mama need to go here and I need you to, no, no. I just started saying no. It was like 2 weeks. I was just saying no to everything. Because if I did not learn how to say no, I was very passive. And I was one of them people, if you asked me, I was going to do it. I feel like I had to do it. You know, I didn't want to tell you no because I didn't want you to not like me and all this kind of stuff. No. I learned I have an art of saying no.
I don't have the art yet, but I'm getting there.
I'm almost there.
I'm like, because if not, guess what? You're drained. Like, you're drained. Right. Doing everything for everybody, and you just like, okay, look, I got a million and one things on my plate. I have to take the time to recoup. You know, because people start seeing the side of you that they're not used to.
Oh my god.
You like, they looking like, what's wrong, Rita? Like, look, I'm sorry.
Look, I tried to tell
you. I'm just saying, that's just gonna matter. I mean,
when you called me the other day, just like what you say, Rita, when people just pop up, and now you popping up like you gonna make me do it. How is that working out for you? And wow. See, I'm very sarcastic anyway, so some of my nose people just can't do. Look, they call me, people that ask you for stuff, and let me tell y'all something about these people it's our fault because we do stuff for people, right? People will call you and they'll say stuff like, yeah, I'm running a little low on my phone bill, and they'll just talk about it. They ain't gonna ask you, but they're gonna get in a whole conversation about that phone bill. And baby, let me tell you, I sit on my hands and everything. Look, I sit the phone down, put them on speaker, and I walk to the back of the house and clean up. When I come back, they still talking. So I just go do something else, come back. By the time they get back, they say, well, all right then, I'm gonna call so-and-so, see if I can get this money. All right. Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah, but they never come straight out and ask what they need. I
No.
just be like, oh, okay.
All
I
right.
mean, oh, they, it's like a indirect asking. You want me an offer, but
Yeah,
you're
you want me
not
to offer?
asking. Yeah, you're not really asking me what you need. You just like kind of talking, and I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh.
But I mean, if you need something, Bob said, ask and shall be given, and I don't know if it's gonna be given at that moment, but
Don't know if it's gonna be
it's
given. It might not be given in a lump sum. I mean, it might
an
be a payment plan. But they said I got five on it. I got five on it.
right? You'd be like, ask, Bob say, ask and shall, well, look,
Yeah.
well, we're not meeting the word at the moment.
Knock and the door shall be open. I just believe that God. Look. Oh, I hate this one. Oh, and God told me to call you. God told me I was going, and God told me all I got to do is call you. I said, ain't this from this?
That happened to me not long ago, and I was like, he did.
He
I was like,
did.
I was like, it's like I came out of prayer. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
Oh, they hate when I say, well, I didn't get that memo. I didn't get that. So yeah, you gotta learn to say no. That's support. That's a part of, I'll say
Oh,
that's a part
that's
of emotional and a part, look, I hate to say it, but it's a part of social. Cause you sometimes your no has to have to teach people how to have a healthy relationship with you. You know, because
right.
some people don't have a healthy relationship with you. They treat you as the banker reader or the banker, So you have to teach some. You really have to teach really everybody how to be in relationship with you. You really do.
Right.
Your friends, you have to teach them. You know how to be in relationship with you. You know, I had a
You know,
friend. Go ahead.
now I said that's how people know what you'll accept and what you don't accept. If you don't lift the, if you don't have a standard to say, look, no, this is not what I will accept. This is not, no, so you have to set that them boundaries, because otherwise people will take advantage of you and run
Yep.
all over you. I mean, I learned that at a young age, so I was like, People like, he used to be quiet. I still am when I
Yeah.
need to be.
I'm
But
real
he's
quiet.
taught me how to talk. And I see Tiffany was saying that she learned now because she've had a heart attack, dealing with, because stuff will stress you out. Like you Yeah, if you don't learn to say no, if you don't learn, all of this stuff, and you take care of everybody, you forget about yourself. Next thing you know, your blood pressure through the roof, you stress, and before you know it, I mean, your body reacts to stress. Your body know when you done had enough, but we constantly take up on things, trying to take care of everybody, trying to do for everybody, saying
Yeah.
yes to everything, and that alone. Well, I'm you have to like look, no, I can't. I can't. Even if it's something you need to go do for yourself, I
But
can't.
it's not, but you right there, Rita, stay right there, because not just saying no, but when you sit on your happiness, if you know you're not happy, if you know that you didn't like something, sitting on your voice, your opinion, your wants and your desires, you tripping. You have to be a, first of all, it's unhealthy what you're in if you can't say what you need to say.
Right.
Okay? You don't need that friendship. If you can't tell your friend what you need to say, then obviously something's wrong with that relationship. Something's wrong with that. You need to be able to say what you need to say. You know,
Right.
if something hurts your feelings, if something, all of that's a part of emotional self-care, because you'll sit there and harbor that stuff and it'll turn you into somebody else. It'll make you bitter. It'll
It'll
make you
make you bitter.
resentful. Oh, and
Yeah.
negative. All of that. But it's because, it's not because you are negative. It's because you are harboring a bunch of negative thoughts, stuff you should have just spoke out of your mouth to a person. You have that
Right.
right. You know, and instead we have to say this out loud, but you have a right to your opinion. You have a right. Your feelings are valid. huh? Come on now. If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Right.
You know?
Period.
Period. Oh, look. I don't do that. I ain't with that. Look. People get mad at me, talk crazy to me. I don't care. I'll be like, okay, you done. When you finish, I'm still not going to like it.
Right. That's what Tiffany's saying. When I say no, people tend to get mad. That's okay.
That's okay.
Okay. People going to always get mad if you don't do what they want you to do. But as long as you contend with your decision, that's it.
It's called adults having temper tantrum.
You know? If you cool with the decision and contend with the decision that you made, you know, for whatever reason you made that decision, it's okay for somebody else to be mad. Let them be mad. They'll get over it. I mean, if it's not a dying emergency and you need that time or whatever, you can't do it or you just don't want to do it, and it's okay not even want to do it because you know what your capacity is. You know, if I do this, it's going to make me irritated, whatever the case may be, you know, it's okay. It's okay to still be like, okay, well, you know, see if somebody else can do it or I can at the moment. And that's something that we still have to learn. And even when it does come to family too, you know, we all deal with that, you know, family, you know, mama, sister, brother, uncle, niece, you know, sometimes you just say, look, I can't, maybe next time, but at this moment, I'm busy, whatever. And your busy can be just for you. You don't have to actually be like, oh, I'm going to a meeting or that. Sometimes that busy, look, I need to take some time. I need to get some rest. I need to take some time to cook. I need to do whatever the case may be that you need for yourself or the reason that you don't want to do it. And like Queenie was saying, that if you do it and you don't really want to do it, eventually you start causing bitterness. You start causing unforgiveness. Then you start being drained. Now you're avoiding the person because, like, every time I see you, you irritate me because it's just every time I see you, you want something from me. You never pouring back into me. You always want to take. When are you going to give back? So it's like you have to, otherwise you become bitter. Otherwise you become drained and you just like, look, I don't know. Leave me alone. You know, so you have to take that time to say, look, no, I can't do it. And it's okay. Like I said, even if they get upset, it's okay. They'll learn.
It's okay. Look, they're gonna be like, nah. Let me tell y'all something. I know a lot of women are passive, but I want to help you with something. When you're making decisions, okay? When somebody asks you something, okay? Ask yourself, would they do this for you? Ask yourself how much, okay, let me do this one. Ask yourself, have they ever done anything for you? Have they ever showed up at any of your stuff? Have they ever put in on your dreams and visions? Have they ever? I need a fan now. Have they, and we don't want to, this, it's called facing reality. The word of God talks about pearls and giving them to swine. Okay? A lot of us are bitter and upset and got headaches and are frustrated and, like Rita said, are bitter and mean because we put so much into a bucket with a hole in it. We put so much into folk that's not, first of all, it comes from a place of people pleasing. And let me help people pleasers out. Take responsibility for your stuff. Okay? People pleasers. I am Janice, and I used to be one. And God had to shake me and say, stop getting mad at other people because you did not have to do that. You did that hoping that they would accept you and like you. Oh, my God, nobody's business. And sometimes we don't think that's why we're doing stuff. But sometimes God will show you, you did that because you was hoping to get something out of it. And guess what? You didn't get nothing. Now you mad. Stop it. Start making decisions based on the truth. Okay? All of that is a part of self-care. You cannot keep giving out pieces of yourself into stuff that have nothing to do with you. Nothing. Nothing. You have to pray about that kind of stuff. Let me pray about it. You know, let me ask God about it. And some things you already know is no. So stop lying, talking about you're going to pray about it and just say no.
And then I think it was a meme. It says surround yourself with people that will appreciate you and lift you up. Now that's rewarding in itself when you do for others and they appreciate it. They, you know, lift. You're not saying that you just want to just be lifted up, but it does help to feel appreciated, at least from time to time. You know, I'm one of the people that believe in giving you your flowers while you let yet live. And, you know, if the people appreciate you for what you do, and you know, it sometimes it's like you'll be okay without saying no. Sometimes I'll put myself out on the limb for somebody, you know, because I know it's genuine and I know it's real and I know that it's appreciated, you know. But it's one thing when you going out on the limb for people that don't appreciate it. And it's like that's what's more draining than anything, because whether it's family or friends or associates or whatever, you know, when you put yourself out there on the limb for somebody and it's unappreciative, you just like it's draining. But it's one thing when a person appreciate what you're doing, when a person appreciates you taking out the time that you're taking out the time or your schedule, what you're supposed to be doing to assist them or to help them or to show them or to guide them along the way or whatever the case may be, is one story. So this is like, because my thing is, when I'm done, I'm done. Like, but it takes a lot for me to get to that point.
Yeah.
Like if I done poured and poured and poured and I done got to that point where I'm done, I'd be have to like, Lord, you have to restore me if it needs to be this way, because I'm done. And, you know, because
he made us, Rita. He made us to edify. It's the reason he told us to edify one another, because we're set up as givers. Right. Even emotionally, even spirit, we are set up as if iron sharpens iron. It's supposed to be an exchange.
Right.
But a lot of the stuff that we are doing, if we be honest, it's not an exchange in it.
Right.
It's not an exchange. God set us up to where we understand if it I sow into Rita, right? Then it's gonna come out, Rita's gonna sow into me. Then we're gonna sow into, you know what I'm saying? Then we're gonna he said, I'm gonna put, he said a man and a woman, then he said get some kids, then he said multiply, then he said feed my sheep, then he said go ye therefore. Everything is about a full circle.
Right.
Self-care is important today because we have to do, it's the same thing with our bodies.
Right.
With our minds. Something goes out, something has to come back.
Right.
It's a space. So if you are working, because we talk about financially and professional, we're gonna go into those. Financial and professional stuff goes out. You go to work. You put in your 8 hours. Your 12-hour days, 10-hour days. Okay, guess what? That weekend, eventually your job is going to give you a vacation.
Right.
Why? Because even they understand that if we keep working this lady, she going to come up in here and shoot everybody. You know? she going to cuss somebody out. She going to cut somebody. You know? So we need you. This is what the job says. We need you to go somewhere. We need you to go and relax, clear your mind, and start again and come back.
Right.
That's what self-care is. When you're doing it on a regular basis, when you're doing it, when you are, like my husband, he get on his motorcycle, he gone. He out of here. I'm sitting in the house looking crazy. Oh, what am I doing with myself? So now what I do is I take care of my dogs. I make some earrings. I do some crafting. It's just I take that time to deal to take care of me. If he got, you can find ways to take care of you, but taking
Right.
care of you is most important. It's most important. Okay?
No.
This is not just for women. This is for men too, because God told you to love a woman like you love yourself. And if you ain't taking care of you, then I
Can't touch
know
the other.
you ain't taking care of her. All I'm saying.
And then
I'm
that's
waiting.
also self-therapy. When you like you
Oh.
say like do your crafting it because even if you don't go anywhere you find a thing you love to do it's your passion it's your creativity it's your and it that type of thing that was in you it gives you life when you find
Yes.
yourself like I can go in my zone look I don't have to go nowhere for a whole week if I got a million and one projects going on that I can get into so it's like once I get there it's like set in my zone because that's what's in me so that gives me life that gives me the energy the motivation to go and do the real life responsibilities when I can find myself take time to do my hobbies or what I like to do paint sometimes like you do stuff at home I'll put on some jazz music and I'll paint and
Oh,
do my own little thing and just be in my
that's
zone
good.
yeah and everybody can be at home but I'm in my zone like leave me alone don't bother me and
Yeah.
everybody know don't bother she in her zone she painting she got a jazz music on you can join in and paint them if you want but don't bother me
But don't mess with me.
right it's just like
But that's
so
how
you
I
have
am.
to
That's how I am, because like when I first got my husband, he just, and one day I just had a fit. I was like, listen, because okay, my thing is sitting in a hot tub of water, love it, bubbles everywhere, right? But being so busy, I was taking showers. The house that we lived in before this one had a horrible tub. So I just would not, I'm funny acting, I'm not sitting in that tub, right? Oh, one day I came in. Oh Lord, I had to apologize. I went off. I was like, I need a tub. I was like, I don't care how you get me one. I need a tub. He was like, well, let me find you a tub. I need to find you a tub. Then one day I was like, where's the luth at? I need Luther in here and some jazz and some, because he loves watching TV, but I'm more of a, I need some mute for my creative side. I need some Kirk Whalen and some, you know what I'm saying? I need some Kenny G. I need something playing
Right.
that nurtures me. I don't want to see a
Yes.
football game. No, and he's looking at me like, if you don't get your crazy self somewhere, I sit down. But for real, you have to. Oh, you want to do it? Look, I will set up she said sipping paint. I will set it up. I ain't sipping no liquor, but I'll sip some tea. But I will set that up, Tiffany, okay? But yeah, when you neglect yourself, you're going to eventually, whether it be physical, mental, emotional, whatever it is, if you neglect you, you're going to start talking crazy. Come on now.
Right.
You're
That's
going
true.
to knock on your door and you're going to be sitting on that couch saying, did I just say all that? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. That's why men think we crazy, and half our family too think we nuts. But you have to take care of yourself. That's what the show is about. Come on, Rita, give us some final thoughts on the topic today.
Yes, self-love, well, self-care is self-love too, but it's
Yeah.
very important. So make sure you take care of yourself, take out the time, because if you don't take care of you, you can't take care of nobody else. You can't give them the whole you per se, if you haven't taking the time to nurture yourself and get yourself back up to good health, right attitude, and all of that stuff, so you can be in the right mind frame to help and assist other people. So make sure you take out the time, do something for yourself once a week or however often you need it. I mean, because whatever your, I don't know what your life consists of, but however often you need it, I would definitely say invest in taking time to nurture yourself as well. So thank you all for joining us today. We will be here next Wednesday at 8 p.m.
All right. And we love you all. And now you know why you have been stomping around the house and acting cool and going off on everybody. It's not because you are hangry and need a Snicker bar. It's because you have been neglecting yourself and not being honest about what you need. It's time for you to be honest about what you need and stop waiting on other folks to give it to you and to go and get it for yourself. We love you. We'll see you next week. Same bad channel, same bad time. God bless.